there was any message or clarity to tell us about the new and the deputy. Because the procedure of the committee is saying, when we did, particularly with the stress plan, the ACP, and the budget of the department, we always would put on the presence of the political leadership of the department.
So understanding that the minister is in the cabinet, it is a Wednesday, we've accepted that as a committee that we'll always get a minister and whenever it is possible for us to get him because of the clash with the cabinet program. Nonetheless, there is a deputy minister of the department. If he is held up in cabinet, at least the deputy should be here. We have not sat with the Minister of Arts and Culture ever since I assumed as chairperson of the committee. But we accepted that your deputy was always here on behalf of the political leadership. Be that as it may, I want you to reiterate that probably the minister cannot attend because he is always in cabinet. But you can't accept his absence together with the absence of the deputy minister as being proper for purposes of this engagement. I will hand over then to the whip of the committee to comment on this one.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning to your good self, honorable members. Good morning, official, departmental officials. Chairperson, it's a very disgusting matter. We don't even form a quorum whereby you can take a decision. We have four provinces here. We are running short of one whereby we'll be able to take a very firm, solid decision. It is very unfortunate of the officials because, as the chairperson has indicated, we were in the comfort of the deputy minister. We didn't have a problem, understandably, that on Wednesday the minister will be attending cabinet matters. But let me tell this, because I'm compelled to the chairperson to disclose this, because it's not a secret. In 2014, we were called by the president to St. George's. The president was very clear in his mandate. He said to us, today I am going to divide the responsibilities between ministers and deputy ministers. The deputy minister must be able to do this, and the minister will be able to do this. To me, it's a surprise. Why do we always miss you? Number two, the deputy minister was a minister in another responsibility. She's going to meet the department. She was supposed to meet us today. It is her first meeting with the committee. Unfortunately, she is not here. Chairperson, I'm not happy because of this thing of cabinet meetings. It's like a scapegoat for deputy ministers, because they can't all of them go to cabinet and sit there and abandon us, more especially when we want to deal with the critical issues that belong to them. Mina, Chairperson, I'm not happy about this. I want to say it, I'm very clear. Because we don't form a quorum, I can't say this is what must happen. I'll wait until when we form a quorum, that's when I'll voice my decision. But for now, I'm not happy. 100% not happy.
Honorable Samka was saying, let us give an opportunity to the department to forward formal apologies by the minister and the deputy, and also determine whether the minister has written a letter officially to appoint the DG to act on his behalf. I don't know, DG, maybe I can allow you to comment or to forward apologies, formal apologies, written letters, and a letter from your minister saying, in his absence, and in the absence of his deputy, you are being appointed to act on their behalf and will be able to handle political issues.
Honorable Chairperson, members of the committee, thank you for allowing us to at least indicate that, as the Chairperson has indicated, that it's cabinet today. Our minister has attended the cabinet meeting. However, there wasn't any letter that we were given. And we have spoken to the parliamentary officer, who has indicated that there was oversight and that they will be sending the letter to the committee to apologize on behalf of the minister. In terms of the deputy minister, we've been informed that the deputy minister is not in the provinces because of the family responsibility that she had to attend to. But unfortunately, also, we do not have the letter of apology. In terms of the latter matter, Chairperson, it's the most intricate one, because I do not think that I can actually handle political matters. I'm just an administrator. So there wasn't any letter that actually gave me the responsibility of handling political matters. What I can do as an official is just to deal with matters of the APP as presented to the members. But over and above that, that becomes the province of my principals, my political principals. Thank you.
Honourable members, that is the response of the acting DG. I seek your direction in this regard. One, let me summarise. We understand that it's Cabinet Day. It's not likely that we'd have had the presence of the minister nonetheless. But there is no letter apologizing, even in that regard, because the PLO should have forwarded a letter to apologize and specify to the committee that it's Cabinet. Two, there is no formal apology from the deputy minister in the form of a written letter addressed to the chairperson. We are a bit disappointed because it's the first day and we'd have expected her to attend. Nonetheless, there is no letter that she has written to say that she's got family responsibility. If he's got family responsibility, we can't say he must not go and attend to that because we don't know what nature it takes. She'd have written a letter at least. Thirdly, there is no indication of a letter from the minister directing the DG. And the DG himself is saying he will not be in a position to handle any political issue that might arise out of the deliberation because that is not his space. That is the space of his political principles. I therefore request members to guide me as to what do we do about the situation. Honourable the Minister has joined us. She had apologised that she would come a bit late. Honourable Mambur.
I don't have much to say, but let me indicate this. You see, in the House, when we vote for the budgets of the department, there's this thing called the three line whip. We even call sick members to come to the House so that we are able to vote for departmental budgets. We all have family responsibilities. Sitting here, I have a death case at home, but I'm here for the sake of the department, for the sake of the people of South Africa, that we said will save them. But this can't be an excuse, Chairperson, to me, with this kind of a critique. And we don't have time, unfortunately. We don't have time. You can't call us to come to protest because the AG, it will be a query. On the other hand, you compromise us. Our own time, when we say you leave, you come back again, it will be at our own cost, not your own cost. Because it seems that you don't care about your finances. Traveling up and down is not something that you care about. Unfortunately, we're talking to wrong people. That is the unfortunate part because we're supposed to be talking to our counterparts, the politicians. So, Chairperson, as of now, I don't know. There's no letter to appoint the DG to handle political matters. I don't know if we allow them to present. Then they come back again because we'll never adopt the report. We won't be able to adopt the report. They come back again for the adoption of the report because the minister, maybe or the deputy minister, will be available on that day. I don't know, Chairperson. I'm just putting this.
Thank you very much, Chair. My apologies for being too late. Chairperson, this is not the only department you are responsible for. There are other departments where ministers also attend cabinet. I was reliably informed that cabinet meetings are fortnightly, not every Wednesday. And also, if you don't have an item at cabinet, you can request to be excused to be in a committee. This is our fourth year now. We've never seen a minister of this department. Never. I don't know, maybe I was absent. I've never seen the minister in this committee. Yes, the deputy, but not the minister. We're talking about a plan of a department and the budget, which if we don't consider, they don't have a budget, a department, because they don't have a budget to run a department. I don't know whether the DJ was saying he is acting or he's the DJ. The DJ. Okay. Having said what I said, if we had something written that they are appointing the DJ to lead the delegation, because the minister is to account to this committee, not the DJ. Who did you account to minister and the rest? Yes, when the minister is here. We can't have a situation whereby three full years, the minister never attended to the committee. What does that suggest to mean? It means that this committee is not important to him. I don't know. Me, personally, Chair, if he had, like I'm saying, we had other departments, higher education, there was never a situation where there is no politician. It's a minister. So I don't know. Me, I will not, I don't know. I don't think the minister is taking this committee seriously.
Minister umthethwa uyawuthusa sithathe serious iphinde idepartment le ePitoli beze behambe ebatsala bakhokhele besiza kule committee ke sihlale naye kuba ekugqibeleni kufuneka apha kupasiswe ibudget e-housing ngaske khe simve uminister udeputy minister wakhe besinika noko umfanekiso i-political overview ye-department, into yoba le department ime kanjani, izawuqhuba njani kulo nyaka siwuphetheyo. But abasithathi serious. Mhlawumbi ukuze basithathe serious asibakhulule ukuze baze bobabili apha bebatsala. Kaloku napha kwi-cabinet into oza kuthi iyenziwe i-apology. Yeyiphi leni into ingenzelwa apology? Lena icaca uba thina nje bakufuna sipasise ibudget kufuneka thina sivume masingalikhaleli ixesha lethu okokuba senza into erayithi. Sawulikhalela Honorable Mamburu ixesha lethu xa sithe saphuma ecaleni kodwa uba senza into erayithi nokoba kungaphelwa lo nyaka mali singade sihlale needipartment ezilonge ekugqibeleni sawube sisenza into erayithi. Masibakhulule sihlale beze naye uminister asibone into yoba si-serious xa sithetha ngebhizinesi yepalamente kunye nabantu baseMzantsi Afrika. Enkosi sihlalo.
Thank you, Chair. Perhaps something more than in general. You will recall that we from time to time get confronted with the same set of facts in different committees, different departments, like yesterday. And I believe that, and then when we engage, we actually say the same thing over and over again. I believe that we, as a committee, on its own, without officials and departments, should actually sit and decide on this. Where there are no apologies, no merits, and then we can save a lot of time and money. People don't have to fly down to Cape Town. People can actually continue with their work, if this is the case. And that can also always just be determined by a simple phone call the day before, or 2 days before, even the week before. But we spend hours and hours interrogating the same issue where the political heads of departments simply do not find it important enough to attend our meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Yes,
thank you, Chairperson. I don't want to teach anybody whatever anybody is supposed to do. But what makes me amazed is the responsibility of the liaison officer. Because the main reason of that position is to liaise between the department and us so that we know what's happening, what's not going to happen. We can't hear an excuse that says, no, there was an oversight. What kind of an oversight? What kind of response? Because first and foremost, you must understand that the minister is not here. The chief minister won't be here. Communicate with the community to say, this is the situation you're going to find yourselves in. But it can't be an excuse while we are seated here. Unfortunately, I'm still going to repeat, we are talking to wrong people. It is not your fault. It is the fault of the ministers and the deputy minister. Chairperson, because now we form a quorum, I said I'll come again when we form a quorum. The chairperson, Mina, my position and the position of the members is that we tell the officials to go back to Pretoria. They'll organize this day. They'll communicate with you. Then you'll be able to tell us. The department is ready to come and meet us on this day. But what surprises me is when the minister or the deputy minister want to come to our house, there's no excuse. They come because they want us. We can't be taken for a ride. Thanks, Chair.
No, thank you. You have heard for yourself the feeling of the members of the committee. We are guided by democratic processes, and therefore it would seem it's going to be difficult for us to move ahead. Just for the sake of our information, have you met the portfolio committee? Yes. You presented your APP to the portfolio committee?
Yes.
Were the political heads there?
No,
I'm directing my question to the DG. Both of them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just excuse us for a couple of minutes, then we'll tell you our decision. Thank you. DJ, just wait a minute. Just want to find out. This is the situation, honorable members. They have been before the portfolio committee of the National Assembly. Both political heads were not there, and they both did not submit written apologies. Now, that says to me the NA is actually compromising us, and they're not doing the things correctly from the way I'm looking at it. I can understand a new deputy minister is not in before the portfolio committee without an apology. The minister was not in cabinet because their committee sits on Tuesdays. There was no apology either. With this committee, there is no apology. Maybe we need to agree to say they must go back and fetch them and come back and present their APT. But possibilities are there, from the way I'm looking at it, that even in that instance, they might not pitch up.
No, they will, because if they don't come, they don't have a budget. This is a good experiment time to do what we are doing, because they are caught in between. They need money to spend. If you tell them, then they will come. I agree with you, Chair, that we cannot decide based on what the portfolio committee is doing, even if it was wrong. But the other issue with the portfolio committee, they need them every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every week they need the department.
But they don't
present the
numbers.
No, but then we can't then say because they don't. We have to do what we're supposed to do.
No, we're going to do it the way we want to do it as elected committee office.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And as well, I wanted to say, you have done what happened yesterday with the Department of Human Development.
Mm-hmm.
I send you to Senate policies and appointing is going to be a trend.
Mm-hmm.
We must also gather this back.
Mm-hmm.
They want to appoint directors to come and present whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we must start again.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a trend.
And you must act even-handedly. You must act even-handedly. You must not treat other departments in a specific way,
mm-hmm.
and others in a particular way. Otherwise, you are going to lend ourselves into the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You must be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Call them to come back. To engage with the politicians of the department. And therefore, we decide to let you. We may release you to go back to Pretoria and come back to the political leadership. On a day, we are going to advise you of the day that you'll be available at home. And you shall have to then come back to the leadership in your office and find space. But I must tell you, it is very difficult to participate in the resources. Very, very difficult. To the extent that if you join according to me, do you have a seat in this assembly?
Yes,
there is a seat. If it was possible, I would have said the minister will come and you have a session with this assembly. But because there is a seat, we can't do that. We normally do not have seats on
on Wednesday, but because of pressure, what has it been? So I'm going to release you on the opportunity to come back on the page that you're going to agree upon. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that, but that's something that maybe we need to do to straighten the issue. We are talking about the APP. It's not a general meeting of general issues. It's about the plan of the department for which you are going to hold into account over a period. So this is the reason why we need it. If I were to ask you, Gigi, why is it
that you are still acting? You won't answer that. I need a politician to ask. You see, those are the issues why we did that. For the moment.
Thank you.